Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 110, Hotel Reservations. You're listening to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 110. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Today's podcast is called Hotel Reservations. Let's travel. I just finished a huge project at work, and I needed some downtime. I decided to take a short vacation. I liked the idea of a long weekend out of town. My friend Sarah offered to let me crash at her place in San Francisco, but I decided to stay at a hotel instead. Sarah has a couple of roommates, and I thought it might be too crowded. I called the toll-free reservation number for a major hotel chain. The reservation agent was very helpful after I got through the long phone tree.
Dutton Hotels, how may I help you today?
I wanted to check rates and availability for your San Francisco location.
Certainly, I can help you with that. Will that be the downtown or waterfront location?
The waterfront location.
What date do you plan to check in?
I'd like to check in on October 12th and check out the 15th.
Okay, let me see what we have. For how many?
One. And if possible, I'm looking for a non-smoking room.
Sure, we have a non-smoking queen with an ocean view for $189, or a standard room with a courtyard view for $139 a night.
I'd like to book the standard room.
Okay, your last name?
Rama.
And your first name?
Jeff.
Okay, I have you booked in a standard non-smoking queen, checking in on October 12th and departing the 15th. What major credit card would you like to use to guarantee the reservation?
A Visa.
The number and expiration?
It's 7388-2424-3535-1818, and the expiration is 0508.
Your confirmation number is PD672. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all. Thanks.
Have a nice day, and thanks for calling Dutton Hotels.
In this podcast, we are making reservations for a hotel. I started by saying that I had just finished a huge or large project, and I needed some downtime. Downtime, two words, means time to relax after you've worked hard or had a very stressful experience. We say, I need some downtime, time that I don't have to work. So I made a call because my friend Sarah in San Francisco said I could crash at her place, but I decided to go to a hotel instead. To crash, C-R-A-S-H, here means to stay at someone else's house or apartment, usually for a short period of time. The verb to crash also can mean, of course, what would happen when you hit something, like two cars have an accident and they crash. But this is a completely different meaning of the verb to crash. It's an informal use of the verb. I called the toll-free reservation number of a major hotel chain. Toll-free, T-O-L-L, hyphen F-R-E-E, or simply as two words, toll-free, means that you are not charged for it. It's a free call. And in the United States, numbers that begin with 800 and 866 and 877 and 888, all of those area codes, if you will, those are all toll-free numbers. You don't have to pay to call them. The company pays for the call. A hotel chain, C-H-A-I-N, just refers to a hotel that is part of a larger company where there are many hotels. A chain of any company is a company that has lots of different locations. McDonald's is a good example of a restaurant chain. Hotel chains in the United States would be things like Hilton and the Radisson and the Marriott. These are all hotel chains. There are many different locations for the hotels. In calling up the reservation number, I got through a long phone tree. A phone tree, two words, is when you call and you get an automatic voice message that asks you to press 1 if you want one place, one department, press 2 if you want this, press 3 if you want that, and they want you to press that number on the telephone. Now it's become common in big companies in the United States. They have what's called voice recognition. So you don't even have to press a number. You just say the number and they recognize it. The computer recognizes it, speech recognition. In any case, a phone tree is often a pain in the neck, meaning an inconvenience because you don't get to talk to anyone who is a real human being. But I eventually, in calling the hotel, got a reservation agent, and that is someone who takes the reservations for the company on the telephone. I asked, the first thing I asked is, I wanted to check rates and availability. Rates, of course, are how much the hotel costs, how much the rooms, what the price of the rooms are. Availability means, do you have rooms available, free, open, for the dates that I want to go? So it's common when you first call a reservation agent to say, yes, I want to check rates and availability. And the reason you would say that is you may not necessarily want to make a reservation. If you want to make a reservation and you know you're going to make a reservation, you say, hi, I'm calling to make a reservation. But if you say, I'm calling to check rates and availability, well, you're just getting the information. You may decide to make a reservation, you may not. The reservation agent asked me if I want the downtown or the waterfront location. Well, downtown, you know, is the central part of the city, usually where many businesses are located. Waterfront, all one word, W-A-T-E-R-F-R-O-N-T, is the area that's right next to a lake or an ocean. So a waterfront hotel would usually have a view of the ocean. I said I wanted the waterfront location, and the agent asked me when I planned to check in. Of course, to check in, two words, means to arrive at the hotel. The opposite would be to check out, which is to leave the hotel. The agent said that they had available a non-smoking queen with an ocean view for $189, or a standard room with a courtyard view for $139 a night. A queen, of course, is the size of the bed. There are double beds, which fit two people, but not very much room. Queen bed is bigger. A king bed is the biggest kind of bed. And a queen bed is the second biggest. An ocean view would, of course, be a room with a view, or you can see the ocean from your room. Non-smoking. In most American hotels, there are rooms that are designated or are labeled non-smoking. You can't smoke in the room. The courtyard view, C-O-U-R-T-Y-A-R-D, all one word. A courtyard view would be a room that looks onto other rooms in the hotel, into the center of the hotel. A courtyard is when you have a building that has a space in the middle of the building, and parts of the building go around a central area that we call the courtyard. I decide to book the standard room. To book, B-O-O-K, here means the same as to reserve or to make a reservation. The standard room would be the normal, usually the cheapest room in the hotel, a standard room. If you want more expensive room, you can get a suite, S-U-I-T-E. Those are usually bigger rooms. The reservation agent asks me my name, and I tell her. Then she says, what major credit card would you like to use to guarantee the reservation? A major credit card, three words. Major here, you know what a credit card is. A major credit card would be from a big company. And the two biggest are, of course, Visa and MasterCard. In other countries, there are, for example, in Japan, there is the JCB card. There's also the American Express card, and there are a few others as well. These are major credit cards. To guarantee the reservation means that I have to put money, they take my credit card number in case I don't cancel and I don't show up to the hotel, they're going to charge me anyway. So it's a way for the hotel to protect itself so it doesn't lose money. I then give the woman my Visa credit card number. Of course, that isn't actually my Visa credit card number that you heard in the dialogue. In fact, that wasn't even a Visa credit card number. It was just a made-up number. I give the credit card number, usually in groups of four numbers. There are 16 numbers on a credit card. And I give the expiration date as 0508, meaning May 2008. 05 for the month, 08 for the year. The agent gives me a confirmation number, and that's a number that the hotel computer gives her so that they can find my reservation if I have a problem. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a native rate of speech. I just finished a huge project at work and I needed some downtime. I decided to take a short vacation. I like the idea of a long weekend out of town. My friend Sarah offered to let me crash at her place in San Francisco, but I decided to stay at a hotel instead. Sarah has a couple of roommates, and I thought it might be too crowded. I called the toll-free reservation number of a major hotel chain. The reservation agent was very helpful after I got through the long phone tree.
Dutton Hotels, how may I help you today?
I wanted to check rates and availability for your San Francisco location.
Certainly. I can help you with that. Will that be the downtown or waterfront location?
The waterfront location.
What date do you plan to check in?
I'd like to check in on October 12th and check out the 15th.
Okay, let me see what we have. For how many?
One. And if possible, I'm looking for a non-smoking room.
Sure. We have a non-smoking queen with an ocean view for $189, or a standard room with a courtyard view for $139 a night.
I'd like to book the standard room.
Okay. Your last name?
Rama.
And your first name?
Jeff.
Okay. I have you booked in a standard non-smoking queen, checking in on October 12th and departing the 15th. What major credit card would you like to use to guarantee the reservation?
A Visa.
The number and expiration?
It's 7388-2424-3535-1818. And the expiration is 0508.
Your confirmation number is PD672. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all. Thanks.
Have a nice day, and thank you for calling Dutton Hotels.
The script for today's podcast was written by Dr. Lucy Say. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language Podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2006.